All right, let's talk about troubleshooting, time to first bite issues further. So we've talked about the four kind of big chunky ways to fix the time to first bite. Let's talk about some of the other reasons why you might have a high TTFB, particularly in WordPress. So I'll run through this list quickly. Okay, so the first one, in Cloudflare, you need to be using, if you have an SSL certificate, you need to have the encryption setting set to full under the SSL settings, not flexible. So if you have it set to flexible, you will have poor time to first byte. I would also recommend that you use A records in the DNS hosting list instead of a CNAME or an alias. So with a CNAME, so you'll see under the DNS tab with the www dot whatever your domain is and the root record, so domain.com, if one of those is set to a CNAME, it means that the DNS system has to do a second lookup to go and look up the IP address of that alias that you've put in there. So make sure those are set to IP addresses, not CNAMEs or aliases. So SSL tab, make sure it's set to full. Make sure the records are CNAMEs. And also make sure you've got the right IP addresses in the DNS hosting there. Sometimes we've had on occasion where the DNS hosting is pointing to an old IP address that still works, but it's being routed to a newer IP address. So just go and check that. Just in case, double check the IP address of the hosting and make sure that's correct. Okay, next one. So look in the htaccess file. So most WordPress hosting runs on Apache web server, which has this file in the root folder called htaccess, or it'll be called .htaccess because it's a hidden file. The more lines in htaccess you have, the slower the server responds. So each line in that file has to be processed before the page is sent to the visitor. So quite often, if you've had someone do manual speed optimization or do speed optimization, they've added manual code in that file. And then if you have a caching plugin like WP Rocket, then on top of that, it's adding its own caching or speed optimization code. So having two sets of code in there to set caching and other things will slow things down for sure, and that's a problem. Also, if you've got some weird rules in there or you just have lots of lines, like if you've had redirects added there and you have hundreds or thousands of lines in there, that's definitely going to be slow. So check the htaccess file, make sure there's not duplicate speed optimization code in there. If you've got thousands of redirects in there, you might want to move those into a redirect plugin. Although those redirects will be slower if they're in a plugin because they're processed by PHP instead of htaccess, which is the web server, but then you won't have time to first byte issues. So very, very common for us to see manual code added into that file for speed optimization. So, you know, probably 50% chance that might be your issue if you're still troubleshooting this problem. Okay, next one, simple one. Just check the server load and check the storage space on the server. If you're running out of storage space on your hosting plan or on the server or whatever, things will start to slow down because there's not enough space on the hosting to create things like log files, caching files, things like that. So go and check the storage space. So if you're right up against the storage limit, if you have 10 or 20 gig of storage and you're right up against that, that will definitely cause some slowness and time to first byte issues. So go and check that. There's also memory issues related to that, that the hosting might be using virtual memory that needs the storage space and all sorts of stuff. So if you don't have some buffer there, a couple of gigabytes, then that could be the cause of the issue there as well. Okay, next one. The Jetpack plugin from Automattic, some of the optimization stuff in there, particularly the image optimization, it's called Jetpack Photon. They changed the name, so I don't know if it's still called that, but that definitely causes time to first byte issues. So I'd get rid of Jetpack if you don't need it. There are better plugins that do that sort of stuff. So disable that, you know, it's quick, just disable it and test it. That could be your issue. Typically for image optimization, we'd recommend using ShortPixel and Cloudflare, a combination of the two. That'll be faster than Jetpack Photon anyway. But that's a quick one to just disable it, test it, see if that's the problem. Next one, make sure the page caching is actually working. Some cases it might not be working. There might be permissions issues on the caching folder. So all caching plugins use this folder in WordPress under the WP content folder. So it'll be WP content / cache. So if there's an issue with that folder, there might have been different caching plugins in the past. There might be a lot of garbage in there that could be causing issues. So a simple way to fix that is delete the cache folder. Don't delete WP content, delete the cache folder, which is inside there. don't worry about it being backed up or whatever, but you probably should back it up anyway or have backups before you start messing with this stuff. But the system, the software, WordPress will regenerate that folder. So all that stuff in there is just temporary cache stuff created by the page caching folder, by other optimization plugins. So it's safe to delete, but that could be the issue. Sometimes there's permission problems, particularly if you've moved hosting with stuff in that folder and the page caching plugin can't actually write the files it needs to. So deleting that folder usually fixes it and it'll get recreated immediately. When you're troubleshooting, I probably should have put this at the start, but when you're troubleshooting, make sure that the time to first byte, or check to see if the time to first byte issue is just on the home page or it's all pages. So if it's just on the home page, there might be something about that page in particular that's problematic. There might be a plugin or something running on that page that is causing things to be slow. So test other pages on the site. And same as you did with the homepage, test them from a couple of different locations, test them a few times, and just make sure that the problem isn't just one single page, it isn't just the homepage. Sometimes that can be the issue. Also make sure you're testing the right URL. So if you're testing the wrong variation of the URL, you're missing the www on the front, or you're testing HTTP instead of HTTPS and it's redirecting, that can show up as a poor time to first byte. So just make sure you're testing the actual web address and not some variation of it that's causing a redirect to fire. In kind of the same topic there, make sure you're using HTTPS on the site in general, and the hosting supports the HTTP2 protocol. So this is a newer protocol, but it was released in 2015, so it's not so new anymore, but some hosting still doesn't support it. This protocol dramatically speeds up communication between the web browser and the hosting server. So if you actually run the website through our speed test tool, sitespeedbot.com, it will tell you whether the hosting supports this protocol, and you also need to be running HTTPS to support this protocol. It won't work with HTTP. So make sure those boxes are checked. It's probably not the cause of high time to first byte, but it's worth checking and it will speed things up. That protocol negotiates faster. Basically, instead of, say, if the page has 100 files on it, with the old version 1.1 of the protocol, each file needs a connection, so you have 100 connections to the server, whereas with the newer protocol, it makes one single connection, downloads all the files through that. There is also a newer protocol, HTTP3, that's even faster, but it's only marginally faster than HTTP2. So you really want to have SSL, so running in HTTPS mode, and your hosting supports this protocol. If your hosting doesn't support this protocol, log a support ticket with them and ask them why not. And if they give you some nonsense answer, move hosting, because it is really important for site speed. Typically, the page will load maybe 2 to 3 times faster with this protocol versus the old one, just because the browser can download stuff that much faster. So that's a pretty simple one, but it's quite technical. And if you don't have that support, then it's a bit annoying to fix. All right, what else do we have? There's a plugin called Query Monitor that is worth installing. It's an easy way to identify errors and issues with particular pages. So it will give you the errors that are happening under the bonnet. So this is worth installing if you've got a particular page that's slow, even like a couple of points just now. Like I said, you might have one page that's slow and the other pages are fast. So this will help identify things that are happening under the bonnet. So quite commonly, that could be something 404ing out, or there isn't support for the latest version or the version of PHP you're running. It'll tell you what's happening under the bonnet. So it's an easy way to identify errors, so you can then troubleshoot further. You can Google those errors or whatever. But that's an easy way to identify things under the bonnet that are going wrong. And then the kind of same sort of topic there, use the highest version of PHP the site supports. So as of, It's March 2021. PHP 8 has just been released. Most sites won't support that yet, but 7.4 is the version before that, 7.3. If you're running anything lower than that, you're going to get a speed boost by moving up a version. So use the highest version of PHP your site supports. If you're running version 5.6 of PHP, then definitely the site's going to be a bit slower than it could be with a higher version. So run the latest version of PHP the site supports. An easy way to test this, there is a plugin from WP Engine. It's a PHP compatibility checker. So it'll test all your plugins and theme for PHP support. And if something fails that test, then just go manually look up that plugin or theme or whatever it is and see if the developer says it has PHP 7 support. Most of the time it will. So it's just, you know, failed for some weird reason or failed the automated testing. So use the latest version or the highest version of PHP that the site supports. What else do we have? Next one, make sure that you don't have anything 404ing out on a page. Sometimes when you have 404 errors on a page, it can cause high time to first byte in some circumstances. Not all, but some. Particularly if there's a 404 file in the CSS, something relating to rendering of the page. So check that. Make sure there's no 404s. 404s are just bad for speed all around, also bad for SEO. And if something's 404ing out, it's probably a bad user experience as well. Disable JavaScript and CSS minification and combining. You'll see, I'll talk about in a minute what doesn't work when it comes to reducing time to first byte, but almost always you'll see when people write speed optimization articles, the first thing they say is go and minify and combine your CSS and JavaScript files. That does nothing for time to first byte. And sometimes combining those files or minifying them with a plugin can actually be the cause of the time to first byte. So if you've got CSS minified or combined, same with JavaScript, just try disabling that. That could be the issue, particularly if there is a 404 related to one of those files and you've combined them, that the combination of the two can cause TTFB issues. So undo all the minify settings and see if that makes a difference. Last couple, database size can be an issue. Again, you'll see stuff around the web. People will say, optimize your database, which really doesn't mean anything. If your database is too big, that's definitely an issue, but most WordPress databases are no more than a few hundred megabytes, or at most a couple of gigabytes. Certainly if the database is huge and we're talking, you know, 5, 10, 20 gigabytes, that's going to be a problem, could be an issue, but that's very rare. So these things you'll see around the web about optimizing the database really don't do nothing. What actually matters is changing the storage engine that database tables use. This is a bit technical. Let me explain this for a moment. So WordPress uses an SQL or MySQL database. There are two types of storage engines that those database tables can use. One of them is InnoDB, one of them is MyIsArm. Now, think of the database like a Google spreadsheet or Excel spreadsheet with a bunch of tabs. So each of the tabs is a table in the database. With the older MyIsArm protocol or storage engine, only one edit can happen to one of those sheets or tabs on that spreadsheet at a time. So that tab is locked while that's being edited or written to. So the problem is with a database, lots of things are going on. People are visiting the site. WordPress is trying to write things to the database and it can't because only one database write operation can happen at a time. So the database table is locked. So that's a problem because database operations start to queue up and things slow down. So that's the older MyIsArm tables. You want to be running the newer InnoDB table. So this locking doesn't happen on InnoDB tables. It doesn't happen at the table level. So the tab on the sheet, it only happens at the row level. So only one person can be editing a row on the sheet at once or table at once. But you can have it's not that common that you have multiple rows being edited at once. So you don't get that queuing phenomenon that happens. So the database is much faster. So instead of optimizing the database and wasting your time doing that, you want to look at changing the storage, making sure they're using the faster InnoDB storage engine. So there's lots of different ways to convert from MyIsArm to InnoDB. We use a plugin from, it's called ServBolt Optimizer. You install it, hit the button, it will optimize or it'll change the storage engine on the database tables and you're done. So that would be the thing to do with the database. Also worth checking the database size, but I would say 99 times out of 100, that is not an issue. So checking the database storage table type or storage engine, that is the way to go. So that's probably pretty rare that that's a problem unless you have a really busy site. So that's that one. And then the last one, check the server and hosting logs. So if you're still having problems after all that, then you probably want to start looking at the log files and seeing what's happening under the bonnet. So there could be some technical issue that is not appearing or it's not obvious, and you need to look at the log files to see what's going on. Query Monitor should actually uncover most errors that you find in the log, but there might be other things that are happening at a lower level of the hosting that are causing problems. So that's a pretty comprehensive list. I'd say that would cover almost every time to first byte problem. Some of the things that don't work, like we've talked about, minifying anything that doesn't do anything for time to first byte, in fact, can make it worse. So forget about minification to solve this problem. Same with combining CSS or JavaScript files. That does nothing. Doing anything with the WordPress heartbeat, that's another kind of nonsense optimization that doesn't do anything in the real world. It can actually break things. So don't disable the heartbeat. Don't mess with heartbeat settings and plugins. That's just stupid. It doesn't fix time to first byte. And this cleaning a database, that doesn't do much either. Instead, you want to look at those database storage engines on each of the database tables. So that's the article. Hope you find this useful. If you have any questions, have any notes, it's very technical. So if you get stuck on a particular aspect of this, post a note in the comments and happy to elaborate, offer more advice or whatever. Cheers.